LKX, mobile.
Good afternoon, Patrick, N4ZLK, mobile.
When this afternoon, Shane?
Good, I guess, about normal. Same as yesterday. Pretty consistent for the most part.
Mine's just got longer today.
Just you on my next microphone key up. I'm sorry. Did you get a new client or did it just take longer?
Maco didn't ship a toolbox to the correct address, so now I've got to go all the way up to the FedEx and the Asheville Airport and pick it up.
I'm really sorry about that. And you're going to have to deal with traffic, too, up there. That's going to be worse.
I know. It is what it is. I got to go do it today or I'll have to do it Friday, and I'd just soon do it today and get it over with.
Supposed to ship to the customer or another location down this way?
Where I parked my tool truck.
Convenient.
But somebody didn't enter the shipping address correctly.
I do go by those things. So, I don't know whose fault it was, but it's kind of important.
But, I mean, it's only 3 hours of my life, so I might go up and get it and come back.
3 hours. No big deal. 3 hours on a Wednesday afternoon.
Other shipments picked up?
One more trailer to pick up, and then from there, but I'm pretty much on schedule now. I'm going to swap out one now and make a pickup, try to get there by 5, and then I'll have about an hour and a half to get that trailer and get one more for when they're ready to be picked up.
Sounds like we might get home about the same time tonight then.
Race.
R4 AAE.
Afternoon, Shane, correct? KO4HKX.
Good afternoon, Stephen. This is Shane. How are you? N4ZLK.
I was just hopping in there and got a new antenna. I pulled a Shane and set off the downstairs fire alarm successfully. So, thought you guys get a good kick out of that. I heard the cat running around. I was like, oh boy, set off the fire alarm, and there it went.
Even, but that's part of the fun of the hobby, isn't it?
No problem there, Patrick. I know it's probably a lot to keep everybody's name straight and calls straight as well, so yeah, it's all right. I just hop in there and just tell you guys that because I thought you guys might need a good laugh. So I'm going to go set up this antenna now. So I'll say 73 for right now. This is KR4AAE. Now I'll be clear.
No way yet. I got to hear this story. I got to hear where you put the antenna. Were you just trying it out before you mount it or what? Did you put it in the attic?
I was just giving it a test to check the SWR, which came out good, 1.5 and lower. It's just sitting here on my in the house directly above a fire alarm, or pretty close to it. And I keyed it up and heard the fire alarm and said, yep, I just pulled a Shane.
Do it. And that's funny. It's really funny that that's exactly what happened, what I told you to watch out for, and it did happen. Now, RF is kind of a funny thing, and when it's that close. But, yeah, just so you know, too, check your SWR when you mount it again, because it isn't always the same depending on where you have it. And it actually will probably be better once you get it up mounted away from things, like on your roof or however you're going to do it, than sitting on the ground or sitting on the floor in your house.
That, I've got a Texas lamppost that is no longer being used with a 8-foot treated 4x4 that I can mount it to the side of that just to see what happens before I decide to climb up on the second story of the roof.
The antenna from a manufacturer, a lot of them come pre-tuned, and they're usually pretty good. And they may not even have much of an adjustment unless it's the mobile antenna. Mobile antennas usually have that, have a, you know, an adjustment on it. But anyway, just check it again. Don't always check it wherever your final location is going to be, or try to check it, you know, get it up there temporarily until you can, and check it and see what it's going to do. But anyway, go ahead, Patrick, N4ZLK.
Anything to add? I'm listening to the two of you right now, driving up Whitehorse.
Like you're going to sign out, but good luck with that.
73, this is KR4AA, and I'll be clear for a bit.
Even KO4HK.
ZLK, we were, Stephen and I were talking a couple weeks ago, and I was telling him about, I think the very first time I tried to check into that simplex that, the T-Bar Club was running, came home, and I had a, didn't have the J-pole mounted yet on the house, and I ran it up in the attic, and then ran the coax down into the garage, pulled my truck up close, and hooked it up to the, that antenna. And my personal truck has a, you know, puts out 80 watts, and I thought, well, I'll try 80 watts because, you know, trying to get up there in the land room and try to get as many people as possible to hear me. And Beth was asleep. She had to work the next morning. I keyed up and set off the smoke alarm.
Or she lived up to her nickname at that point.
Disappointed. She was really good about it. She came out. She was like, is everything okay? And I was like, yep, I'm sorry, that was my fault. Okay, and she went back to bed.
She must be used to you causing problems.
Asleep, and thankful that it wasn't a real emergency, I guess. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. I was telling Stephen about it, and then he did the exact same thing, testing it out in his bedroom, or in the, whatever, wherever he's testing it out.
Turns the lamp on and off when I key up my radio in the house on HF.
At my old house, I had a, I think on 10 meter, when I keyed up, it would make a buzzing sound in one of the light sockets, either in the bedroom or the bathroom, I can't remember which. And then also, well, at the house now, 12 meters, when my wife had her little office computer set up, she had a little printer, it would turn the printer on and off. And I even put put a couple of those ferrite beads on the power cord. I tried in different positions. I finally got it to stop. I had to put it on the power cord on the wall wart, you know, the power supply, whatever they call them. They got multiple sockets. You plug it in, got multiple sockets. So she had all that plugged in. But that was the only thing. It was only on 12 meters.
Enough to the frequency that it caused the problem. Mine is just one of those cheap touch lamps you put on your nightstand. That's what it affects that.
4ZLK.
KK4HX. Mine was doing the same thing. Now, what I've done, I went down to Lowe's and bought me a grounding rod and grounded all my radios, and it kind of took care of the problem.
All of mine are grounded, but for some reason it still wanted to do it on that one, on that frequency. Gentlemen, I'm pulling into my next pickup here, so I'm going to go ahead and clear while I got a chance. Patrick, if I don't talk to you, have a long evening, or a good long evening. I should be out there at some point. Take it away. N4ZL.
Be careful out there. KO4HK. Pick it up, Earl.
Yeah, KK4HXB. Yeah, I'm on a gravel bite deed. I'll be monitoring.